Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Cottrell and I from New York City are here to present some studies for you, which are the studies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and also studies about us as a people, per se, and about strangers, different nations. Why, you may ask, about strangers, different nations? We all be cognizant of everything that transpires in this universe. Once upon a time, we were designed to run and control the universe, but we dropped the ball. As a result of that, we find ourselves in a universal captivity. So although you may not be in charge, you still need to be cognizant of what's going on, because everything in this universe has some effect upon you, one way or another. The weather, the animals, different nations. So therefore, we should be cognizant and stop being like little children running around, causing havoc, killing, mistreating, and abusing and dominating one another, because unfortunately, we have been socially engineered and conditioned to do such a thing. Thus, we have become a monstrosity. If you want real solutions to whatever ails you, it doesn't come from your local government, your state government, the United States government. For us, it comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not only us, truth be told, for everyone. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's why we're here. But before we get into our studies, I simply want to praise and bless the Most High for the opportunity to study along with Brother Cottrell in New York City and you, fellow students, those universally. I want to thank the Most High for this platform. I want to thank the Most High for the air I breathe, the food I eat, the money I got, whatever. I want to thank the Most High for everything that I hope to be. I want to thank the Most High for forgiving me of my iniquity and acknowledging those iniquities so I can make amends for those iniquities. I want to thank the Most High for everything in my life, every component, every aspect. I want to thank the Most High for studying along with Brother Cottrell and you fellow students, because we're fellow students ourselves. Be that as it may, when you learn something, we learn something. It's true. It's an ever ongoing studies, for as Yah is concerned, our Elohim, as far as the study of our people, because our kings were required to study daily. Because you should be cognizant of what the Most High require of you. And as kings, I'm sure they were cognizant of the universe at that time. And if it's good enough for our kings, these studies are certainly good enough for us. And praise and bless the Most High for us, especially me, having some understanding of that factor. Praise and bless the Most High. As I mentioned, my brother from New York City, Brother Cottrell, he, along with I, love the Most High, and I'm certainly some of the other fellow students, most of them, I imagine, loves the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, as should be. And our brothers and sisters, as should be, as themselves. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One in Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yamsu Fari, shalom, shalom. How you doing? All the family that's out there. Yeah.
I'm doing okay, brother. How you doing? How's your family?
Everybody's well. Got my grands over here. My little granddaughter's sick. She's going up. But
tell
she'll
I
be
say
out.
Hello. Tell I say shalom. Tell the grandbabies Yamsu says shalom.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And I too like to give thanks and praise to the Most High, the Holy One, our Father, our King, because he is my refuge, my high tower, my strength, my Father, my King. And I just thank him for all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he's imparted upon me, my family, especially my father, because he was a trooper. Just life in general and everything that you said, you thank him for. A platform mm-hmm. we could share his word. To help right the wrongs that's in the earth. Because it ain't just our people that need to hear Yah's word. It's also the world that needs to hear the Most High. So
exactly.
We give thanks and praise. So my grandson, he's trying to interrupt me right now. I told him I was going to be in a Blog Talk Radio. What do you want, man? What you want?
I am over there rapping.
Fox. Yes, you can have it.
That's okay, brother. That's family. That's family.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't no biggie. Good to hear the babies talk. Good to hear the babies talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coach, your family. So your family, you're my family, so that makes them my family too.
Absolutely.
Good. Absolutely. Yep. Now, Brother Cottrell.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready and the fellow students are ready, certainly we're ready to get started. I will be studying out of First Shemuel chapter 6. Brother Cottrell will be studying out of, Yahoo. Okay.
Yeshi-Yahoo.
And that's, well, y'all call it Isaiah, but it's actually Yeshi-Yahoo. Okay. And that will be chapter 8. Okay. All right. Let's get started, fellow students. The ark has returned to Israel. I guess the Philistines had enough of nothing yet. They got enough. I guess they finally had enough of nothing. Now the ark of Yah was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, well, they were having trouble as a result of his being there. What shall we do with the ark of? Tell us how, they knew about Yah. Tell us how we should send it to his place where it's supposed to be. So they said, if you send away the ark of Yah of Israel, but now they agreed with him to the effect that said, now if you send away the ark of Yah of Israel, do not send it if you got to send something along with it, compensation. But by all means, return it to him with the trespass, because y'all didn't trespass. Then you will be healed. And it will be known to you why his hand is not, it'll be known to you why you keep having trouble. Because now if it goes back the way it needs to be going back, you'll find out what happened, cause and effect, so to speak. Then they said, what is the trespass offering which we shall return to him? And these diviners and priests of Dagon said, they answered, you send back 5 golden tumors. That's what he put on you. Y'all got tumors all over the place. Y'all got tumors on the high. Y'all got tumors on the low. Y'all got tumors to the left. Y'all got tumors to the right. Show y'all by this representation. You know what's going on. And we know who bought this on us. So send him 5 golden tumors and 5 golden rats. I think that's quite descriptive. When it comes to these Philistine leaders, rats, just like in America, 50 gold rats and some on top of them too, according to the number of the lords of Philistine, called them golden rats. For the plague was on all of you in your lord. Y'all started this. Therefore, you should make images of your tumors, called, and the images of your rats who started this met that ravaged the land. And you shall give glory to Yah of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your he beating up your gods, he knocked Dagon down twice from your land. Why then do you harden your hearts? Now think about this now. Think about what happened in the past, long time ago, as far as these Israelites are concerned, as the Mizraimites and Pharaoh hardened their hearts. Think about that. As they hardened their hearts, what happened then? When he did mightily things among them, did they not let the people go, cause and effect, that they might depart? On the surface they did, but not deep down in their heart. And here's what he tells them, these diviners and whatnot. Go ahead, Cottrell.
You know that the Philistines and Mizraim, the Egyptians, they were family. They were cousins.
Exactly. The
Philistines
come
from Mizraim, too.
Yeah, they knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to find out what happened to your cousin.
Right.
You can tell. They knew the history in detail.
Exactly. Praise y'all, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, brother.
Praise him.
And here's what these diviners and priests told them to do, how to put this thing into motion. Now, therefore, take a new cart. Don't get nothing old, raggedy, and nasty, and tacky, and trashy. And 2 milk cows. See, milk cows are not like, don't send it with no bulls or no regular cows. Because milk cows are somewhat placid and friendly and non-aggressive. No, you... Everything must be measured and taken into account, so to speak. Don't do anything by chance and a happenstance. So don't offend y'all and send old raggedy, old tack, old trash, old cot. Send something spanking brand new. And then you take 2 milk cows, which are normally placid, friendly, and non-aggressive, because we don't want y'all to get any misinterpretation, which you have never yoked. You've never put it on a yoke. You've never put these cows on a hitch to a cart and hitch the cow to the cart, because they're not aware of taking no cart along. And by them not aware of them pulling the cart, well, here's what's going to happen. And take their calves on. Get their calves out the way for them so they don't even see them. Because they'll turn right back around and run behind their calves. See, take them home so they don't see them. Then take the Ark of Yah, set it on the cart. Put the articles of gold, which you are returning to him as a trespass offering, in a chest by his side. Then send it away and let it go. And watch if it goes up the road to its own territory, to Beth Shemesh. Then he has done it. Now, if these cattle who've never been yoked before don't run home, turn around, or whatnot, well, and they go to their own territory, to Beth Shemesh, then you know Yah has put this on you. But if not, then we should know this is not his hand that struck us. Cause and effect. It happened to us by chance. You know, it's just the way it is, the way it appears to be. Then the men did so. They took two milk cows and hitched them to the cart. Shut up their calves so they wouldn't see them and be distracted and come running back. They set the Ark of Yah on the cart and the chest with the gold, rats, and the images of their tumors. Then the cows went straight for the road to Beth Shemesh, went home, and went along the highway, lowing, mooing, moo, as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh, our territory. Now the people of Beth Shemesh, our people, were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. They lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Then the cart came to the field of Yahshua of Beth Shemesh. It just came and stood there. A large stone was there. It just, these cows just stopped right there. But a large stone was about where they stopped. And stood there, a large stone was there. So they split the wood of the cart. Quite convenient. And they offered the cows as a burnt offering, quite convenient, to the Elohim. The Levites took down the Ark of Yah and the chest that was in it, in which were the articles of gold, and put them on the large stone. Then the men of Beth Shemesh, our brothers and sisters, offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices the same day to Yah. So when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron, one of their cities, the same day. These are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned as a trespass offered to Yah from these regions. One for Ashdod and Philistine, one for Gaza and Philistines, one for Ascalon and Philistine, and one for Gath and Philistine. I reminded y'all that was from Goliath was from Gath, and one from Ekron. These five regions, and the golden rats, according to the numbers of the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, these so-called kings, both fortified cities and country villages, even as far as the large stone of Abel on which they set the ark of the Elohim, which stone remains to the day in the field of Yahshua of Ben Shemesh. Okay. We saw the cause and effect of the Philistines. But see, here's the deal, Hebrew brothers and sisters. When you know better, you all do better. So they didn't understand the code. See, we knew the code. I know you're happy, you're feeling good, you're feeling fuzzy. But that's why I said we're not here to study the feeling friendly and fuzzy. We're here to get the codification process right. See, friendly and fuzzy is good. Because there's a time and place for everything, as King Solomon said. But there's cause and effect in the codification in each aspect of being friendly, each aspect of putting stones together or taking stones apart. That's codification as far as loving and hating someone. Everything is codified. And the fact of the matter is this, our brothers and sisters, we knew the code. And nevertheless, we ignored the code because we let a happy feeling get the best of us to our own demise. Let's see what happened. Then he struck the men of Ben Shemesh, our brothers and sisters. Why? Because they looked into the ark of the Elohim. You know doggone well we ain't supposed to be looking at that ark of a covenant. And that's that on that. I don't care how warm and fuzzy and friendly you think. Y'all don't play warm and fuzzy and friendly. And it's going to cost you. Because you're taking him for granted. You're doing what you want to do, how you want to do, when you want, just because, for whatever reason. That's not good enough for y'all. See, we got to follow the code to the letter. If y'all said, and then you said, well, they took to y'all. They ain't no excuse code they took to y'all. They took the Ark of the Covenant. The Levites should have covered it. But you chose to look upon it. When you saw it, you should turn your hands over and go, oh, Lord. But you didn't do that. And it cost us. We need to stop being simple-minded, complacent, and negligent in our relationship to the Elohim. Because if we choose to keep doing what we're doing, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, it's going to continue to cost us. We have to get these codes right, brothers and sisters. And it's just that simple. This story ain't just put in there just because. It's put in there to warn you. Don't take me for granted. Don't do what you want to do when you, I don't care what the circumstances are. And it says, he struck the men of Ben Shemesh because they looked into the ark of the Elohim. They looked into it. He struck 50,070 men of our people, the people. And our people, the people, lamented because Yah had struck the people, our people, with a great slaughter. There's no excuses when you're following Yah. That's what I'm trying to put into your head. I know a lot of you may have just woken up, but you better have your eyes open. Stop taking Yah for granted, because in the long run, not only does it help you, it helps us as a people.
Yeah.
It helps, not only does it help you individually,
yeah,
but it helps us as a people universally to come together, to be on one plane, one track. So the ark was sent to God, Yahweh. And the men of Ben Shemesh, our brothers and sisters, who is able to stand before, and here's what they said. Who is able to stand before Yah, the holy Yah, Elohim? And to whom shall it go up from us, this ark? So they sent messages to the inhabitants of Kirjah, Zarim, and saying, the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Elohim. Come down and take it up with you. Then the men of Kirjah, Yarim, came and took the ark of the Elohim and brought it into the house of Benadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark. So obviously, Eleazar was a Levite to keep the ark of the covenant. See, everybody can't take upon themselves to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, according to the codified process of the Elohim. Not only did it cost the Philistines, and they didn't even know, but it certainly would cost us double-fold. Why? Because we know. If we didn't know, we ought to be knowing. And that's by virtue of why we do these studies. And we're not doing it, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Yes, sir, Bob, but I ain't following no code. Come on now, brothers and sisters. That ain't cute, and it ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on you. If you ain't going to be real about it, leave it alone. It's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
Praise Yah, the Holy One of Yisrael, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I know that they try to find this Ark of the Covenant today.
Well, they better stop looking if they know what's good for them.
And if they find it, I ain't looking at it.
I ain't sure. I don't even want to see it on TV. If they take pictures, I'm not looking.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
If they show it on TV, I'm turning the damn TV off.
I'm turning everything. Turn them damn TVs off. Turn your phones off.
But I don't think they're going to find it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to find it. But they say that in the Hebrew writing, they say only 70 people were struck down.
No.
But in the Masoretic text and the Greek text, they say 50,000.
50,000. Right.
So they go to Josephus for his account, and Josephus says 70 people were struck. So I don't know. Who knows?
But I don't know. Who knows? But you're right. But I take in question what Josephus said, because Josephus went over to the enemy. So anything Josephus said, I take it with a grain of salt.
We see that the Philistines had spirituality too. Because they knew our story with the Most High, what we did for us coming out of Mizraim, and the steps that they took to make amends for what they had done was spiritual, right?
Right.
They're going to put it on, we're going to put the ark in the cart. We're going to, put our tokens of repentance in it, and we're going to see what happens. It was like them casting lots. We're going to see which way the cows go. If the cows go the opposite way they're supposed to be going, we know this ain't y'all. This is just, some incident that just happened to us by accident. But if these cows, who've never been trained to go anywhere, head towards the city, we know that it's y'all. How do they know? Because y'all communicates with the animals, don't you?
Exactly.
And he gave them the direction to go in. Just like he gave all the animals direction to reach Noah's Ark. So animals are spiritual too.
Exactly.
All praises. We noticed
all
that
praises.
They mentioned Gaza in here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that probably went right over some people's head. We're talking about Gaza in modern day news today.
They talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't know that Gaza was one of the five cities of the Philistines.
Exactly.
So we should know that.
And they mentioned it quite often. Especially during the so-called Israeli incursion into Gaza.
Ancient cities whose names have not changed.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Amazing for the country. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, big brother. Fellow students, Cartrell is about to continue and proceed on to the studies. And yes, she... Katriel, I'm going to stop right there. Yahoo.
Is she?
Yashi. Yahoo. Yashi. Yahoo. Okay.
Yes, she.
Yishi.
Yahoo.
Yishi. Yahoo. And chapter 8 of Yishi. Right. Go ahead, Katriel. Yishi Yahoo, chapter 8.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who created our prophet, Yishi Yahoo, to bring a message to a broken nation, a divided nation. And he was a dedicated servant. In chapter 8, he's breaking it down to the northern tribes and to Judah, because the Most High Spirit was furious with us, because we want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and not take instructions from Yah. So Yah said to Yishayahu, take a large tablet and write on it in common characters belonging to Mahir Shalah Hashbaz. And I will get about reliable witnesses, Uriah the priest and Zachariah, the son of Yeberakiah, to attest for me. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then Yah said to me, call his name Mahir Shalah Hashbaz. For before the boy knows how to cry, my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be carried away before the king of Assyria. And we're talking about the 10 tribes. They were in Damascus. This is a city, today we talk about Damascus, right? I think it's in Syria right now. The head of the nation of Syria today is Damascus. Ancient cities that still exist today. Y'all spoke to me again. Because the people have refused the waters of Shiloah that flow gently and rejoiced over Rezin and the son of Ramalia. Therefore, behold, Yah is bringing up against them the waters of the river. He's talking about the Euphrates. Mighty and many, the king of Assyria in all his glory, and it will rise over all its channels and go over all its banks. And it will sweep into Yehuda. It will overflow and pass on, reaching even to the neck. And its outspread wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be broken, you peoples, and be shattered. Give ear, all you far countries. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Sharp on your armor and be shattered. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Take counsel together. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Spread a word, but it will not stand. For Elohim is with us. This is what they were saying, but Yah had other ideas in mind. For Yah spoke thus to me, with his strong hand upon me, and warned me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, do not call conspiracy all that this people call conspiracy, because that's what they was talking. And do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. But Yah of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear, counsel for us today.
Yes.
We should honor Yah. Let him be our fear, and let him be our dread. And he will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both the house of Israel and a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Talking about Judah and Benjamin. And many shall stumble in it. They shall fall and be broken. They shall be snared and taken. He's trying to warn them back in that time. But they didn't see it coming. We feel the results of that, the repercussions. Said, bind up the testimony, seal the teaching among my disciples. I will wait for Yah, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob, still to this day. And I will hope in him. You all should hope in Yah, who's hiding his face from the house of Jacob.
Did it say, did it say they're going to be waiting on Jesus?
Oh, no.
Okay, I just want to clarify that.
And the people try to throw that name, Emmanuel, on him. Emmanuel, unto us a child shall be born. But you see, the land is named Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
The land is named Emmanuel. Yah's with us. Or is he? He says, behold, I and the children whom Yah has given me are signs and portents in Israel from Yah of hosts, who dwells on Mount Zion. And when they say to you, inquire of the mediums, why would you inquire of mediums? And the necromancers, why would you inquire of a necromancer who chirp and mutter? Should not a people inquire of the Elohim? That's the problem today, right?
Exactly.
They go into, what's that psychic's name?
I think it was Ruby at one time.
Ruby and Claire,
mm-hmm.
You go into these mediums who read tea leaves and read your palms and all that. A necromancer is somebody that talks to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So now that people inquire of the Elohim, sure, we sure should. Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living? Oh, people do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To the teaching, what teaching? Could they be talking about the teaching we're talking about every night on a Real Talk, a Real People Show?
Mm-hmm.
And to the testimony, what testimony? It wasn't a New Testament at that time. We're talking about the testimony of the Most High. If they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn, no light. They will pass through the land, greatly distressed and hungry. Yeah, nobody knows Yah. That's why we greatly distressed and hungry. And when they are hungry, they will be enraged That seemed to be the dilemma with our people today. We're enraged, aren't we?
Exactly.
Road rage. You looking at me, nigga? What you looking at? And you will get shot just because you're looking at somebody. And we'll speak contemptuously against their king and their Elohim. This is what we do. We stuck on Jesus. We don't know nothing about our king or about the Most High Yah. And turn their faces upward. They pray into heaven. And they will look to the earth. But behold, distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness. How that song go? Slipping into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our people have been. Slipping into
darkness.
In the dark ages in our minds. And we turn into the Most High, the only way we're going to get that light back. All praises.
Exactly. All praises. That was an informative study, Cottrell, and these studies that you provided for the students. And now it's up to them. We've done our part. We can't do any more for you. It's up to you. It's time for you to do your part. Meditate on the word of Yah. Apply the word of Yah. It works only if you work it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, any closing remarks and our comments and our shalom's and good nights?
Just love the word of the Most High, which is why it's important to study it, because we see Yah spot on anytime he predicts or prophesies something. And there's prophecy in here that affects us, so we better know it. So hopefully you can see through the history of our people that Yah doesn't mess around when he makes predictions on us, and he gives us the opportunity to make a change so that we can avoid disaster. It's time to avoid disaster and do what's right before the Most High. All praises.
All praises. I concur. Brother Cottrell, 120%. I suggest that you concur also. Not based upon because Cottrell said it, but based upon the fact that Cottrell told you the truth according to Yah. And bless the Most High holy name. Bless Cottrell for sharing the truth of the Most High. And bless you for listening to the truths of the Most High. And may you be double blessed if you apply the word of the Most High. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Y'all have a blessed weekend. We love you. Shalom and good night.